people that will not practice today. Alan Bailey with a calf strain, still working on that. Dee Ford is making progress, but he won't practice today. Ben Grubbs will not practice today. DeAnthony has not passed a concussion protocol test, so he will not practice today. And then Charkandrick West won't practice today with a hamstring strain, but he's making progress. So we look forward to the opportunity of playing the Buffalo Bills. We know they're a good football team, and we've got to make sure we have a good week of preparation to get ready to play them. Let me throw a little Dustin Colquitt was a AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, so congratulations to him. And like I mentioned before, he was a factor in that game, well-deserving. Just got to keep going, right? So, time's yours. Yeah, I would tell you he's very good at that. I mean, he'd rank up there with one of the best I've been around. I've been around some good punters, so I'm not going to say he's better than or greater than. But I mean, he's you know, it's a little bit like the barbecue here in town. So it's good everywhere. But I've been lucky to have some good punters. So he's doing a nice job.
What quarterback are you preparing for?
I think you got to. I think you got both, but their number one guy is pretty good. He's an explosive player. Well, they're both explosive, but he's an explosive player. So we'll start with that, and we'll work to their number two.
If the Charkandrick, what you say, is still day to day, if he doesn't end up being able to go, I mean, how confident do you feel in Spencer Ware's ability to handle the job? And then, I guess, Nye will.
Yeah, both those guys, we're good with. No problem. Either way, they understand the offense, and they're good football players. So, you know, we'd be fine there. I think he has a chance of playing, but if he doesn't, then we roll.
Coach, with a 1-5 start, how have you been able to keep these guys focused to where you are now at 5-5?
Yeah, well, we've got a good locker room, which is the most important thing. I mean, these guys, they like being around each other. They like to practice. They didn't let that situation get them down. The coaches did a good job with it. But again, we're sitting here right at 500, so we really got a lot of room to improve. And they know that, and they're going to continue to press forward and make sure we keep getting better.
Justin said a while ago that this is one of the few teams you've been on So when you're putting a team together, is that a conscious thing, the kind of guys you're trying to bring in, or is that something that just happens organically?
I mentioned that. I think John's done a nice job of putting the team together. I think that's part of it, though. That's a big part of it. He and his guys are very conscientious about what they bring into the locker room. And that doesn't mean that there might not be a guy that had some trouble before, but there's a good soul in there that can work into a good locker room. So, you know, that, but I would tell you John looks at all that. Yeah.
Justin talked a lot about, he talks a lot about this being family. You know, he says that a lot.
Yeah.
When Eric was going through this thing, he was there for him. Is that kind of an example of that? I mean, how often do you kind of see that in the room?
Yeah. So when I tell you I like the team, I mean that's what I mean. It's that kind of leadership that we have and those kind of people that we have. And Justin's a big part of that. You really saw him take over the leadership position last year of that defense, and he and Eric are so close. They live kind of close to each other, but they're close. From a player standpoint. So, and Justin comes from a family, like a huge family. So he understands family. If anybody on this team understands family, it's him. I mean, you're going to have to fight for that Thanksgiving turkey if you're going to get a crumb. So.
You say there's a lot of room for improvement. Everybody can get better anywhere. You're just killing people. I mean, what can you do better?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's plenty of things. It's not necessarily the big thing, but the small things. And so what we talk about every day is pick a fundamental or a technique that you're not really good at, that you need improvement on. Let's go work on that today. Let's try to get better at that. And then you to master the playbook against that team, every situation, we can all do better at that. You know, and understand every situation that comes up, understand it. And so, that's what I'm talking about. Then it becomes a day-to-day play-by-play process. And when you can get those things done, then you don't have to worry about, you're honed in on those things.
Seeing what the defense has done over the last month or so, can you look back now on the early portion of the season and say that that was not really indicative of what this defense is?
Well, I would tell you that's what we were at that time. Yeah. So, and then I go back on those statements of guys, and we were playing. Listen, we were playing a really good football team. So, or early in the year. Not that we're not now, but we were playing good ones when you're just getting everything together with young players, with guys coming back off of whatever situation they're coming back off, injury, sickness, whatever it is, suspensions. But that's what we were. And but we've improved, and the guys have stayed on task at doing what they need to do. Those couple things that we just talked about, the fundamentals and techniques. And
how important has field position and turnovers in particular been to the success?
Yeah, those two things. Those are two big stats that mean something. Field position is huge. It helps you also with time of possession, turnovers. If you can stay in a positive area on turnovers, then normally you're going to be okay. That means that you're not giving up too many offensively and defensively. You're creating them. I think that's another stat that you'd say counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, and that's all right. I mean, they've got families, and that's what this holiday is about. So, but when you're here, you're here. I mean, you're here, you're all in. And when you're away, you don't let that be a distraction. So, we've talked about it, and they understand. Like I said, it's a pretty good locker room. And the older guys coach the young guys on how to do that. They've been through a few turkey days here, so the veterans, so they understand.
A couple more guys.
Andy, I know you haven't ruled out Thomas or Schrekander from Sunday's game, but if you have to go without them, those are two of your faster guys, two of your key offensive guys. And Jamal's already out, obviously.
Sure.
What point are you cutting into bone offensively if you don't have any of those guys?
Yeah, I think we'll still be okay. I think we'll at least get one of the two back, maybe both of them. You know, so. But if we don't, we're okay. We have other guys that will be fine. I mean, when they haven't played, we're still able to move the ball okay.
Coach, what has gone into the decision to go white on white with Red Sox these last two games?
I'm not sure. I'll guarantee it didn't come from the chubby guys. That part I'll guarantee you. So. But I don't know. I mean, these guys, uniforms are a thing right now. I mean, they're a thing at the college level. They're a thing at this level. And hey, that's great, man. It's great. It's all good for the game. It probably worked out okay for us from a coach's standpoint, because we're in 81-degree heat and we're in white, which was a good thing. So, but I don't know. The players, they like that. And so they talked to our owner about it. He's the one that has the final – Clark has the final decision on that. So, I don't get involved too much in that.
Yeah. Coach, this is an O-line that's gone through a number of changes. How important has Mitch Morse been as a constant for you guys?
Yeah, you know what he's doing? He's getting better every week. We threw a lot at him. He's still got a ways to go. To continue, and he'll do that. That's the way he's wired. He'll keep working. But if he makes a mistake, he normally doesn't make it twice. And I think he's becoming more confident each week.